USA Radio News.
A court has unsealed a detailed inventory of materials seized during the FBI search at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate last month. This comes as a federal judge weighs whether to appoint a special master, plus former Attorney General Bill Barr, who was once Donald Trump's defenders, criticized him having boxes.
If, in fact, he sort of stood over scores of boxes, not really knowing what was in them, and said, I hereby declassify everything in here, that would be such an abuse, show such recklessness that it's almost worse than taking the documents.
The Biden administration has announced a more than $1 billion arms sale to Taiwan as U.S.-China tensions escalate over the status of the island. This is USA Radio News.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. That's 800-273-7075.
The August job reports have been released.
The August jobs report from the Labor Department on Friday revealed good news and bad news. Employers added 315,000 jobs last month despite a sputtering economy. Experts had predicted about 300,000 jobs. The unemployment rate, unfortunately, jumped up from July 3.5 to 3.7%. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Department of Veteran Affairs will soon offer abortions in certain cases and abortion counseling to veterans, regardless of the state laws. It's the latest move taken by the Biden administration to expand abortion rights in wake of the Supreme Court's decision to eliminate the federal right to an abortion earlier this summer. The department announced these changes to its medical regulations. It will go into effect immediately once published. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Recent investigation targeting electronic benefit transfer card fraud has led to the arrest of 16 suspects and the seizure of hundreds of illegal cloned EBT cards and more than $100,000 in cash. Felony crimes are pending against each of the suspects arrested during the recent operation. The Consumer Product Safety Commission announced that Oompa Baby issued a voluntary recall of 14,000 jogging strollers because they pose a risk of amputating a child's finger. The CPSC advised customers to stop using the strollers immediately and contact Oompa Baby to receive free replacement brake discs. A 65-year-old Wells Fargo Bank employee is suing her ex-employer, alleging she was wrongfully terminated in 2021 because of her age and for complaining about allegedly unsafe coronavirus protocol conditions at her branch. While the average age of Wells Fargo managers was once more than 50 years of age, the number has since dropped to around 45. This is according to the suit filed in Los Angeles Superior Court. She seeks unspecified compensatory and punitive damages. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.